Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Nicole, executive producer of the Star and Crescent Report. Unfortunately, we will not be able to do a live show today due to some technical difficulties. We are not sure if it is Blog Talk Radio, if it is our hosting service, or if it is just our internet because we are experiencing some bad weather. So we're going to replay the last show that we did for you, which is the first part of the two-part series, the second part of which we were going to do today. But instead, we're going to replay the first part. And hopefully, we'll be able to do the second part on Saturday for you. So thank you, and have a blessed day.
Blog Talk Radio.
I go right, I went the right way, was left. Don't draw inside line, because the scribbles look so sad.
Apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you, we say to you all in both their names of love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and also formerly salamjournal.com and salamjournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and this edition of the most powerful show for truth is titled The Long Walk, America's Point of No Return. A few things I want to talk about at the beginning of the show. The reason I named this thing The Long Walk, America's Point of No Return, when they're getting ready to send somebody to their chair or getting ready to give them an injection to take their lives, when they go to the cell and they bam on it to alert the person that the time has come for their sentence to be carried out, from that cell door to the chair or to the table, they call it the long walk by that person. And America has now entered the long walk. She's at a point of no return. All of the economic barometers speak of it. All of the spiritual and theological barometers prove to us, and all of the world events prove to us that America has come to a point of no return. Now, you might hear this scratchy voice. Don't worry about the scratchy voice. As I told you, brothers and sisters, I'm in perfect shape, in good condition. I'm not sick. I don't know if it's a change of weather or whatever. I have no idea. But I've lost my voice, and I'm getting it back, and it's coming back strong. All praise is due to Allah. Now, as I'm talking to you all, I want you to do a reappraisal of where you stand at in this day and time. Are you hostile towards knowledge? Are you hostile towards understanding it? Are you hostile towards wisdom? Because a lot of us, in the last days of American empire, in the last days of Euro influence on the minds and in the atmosphere of all who live on earth, in these last days, a lot of us have become hostile to divine knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and we've reduced the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to mere slogans. This is a new day. This is a new time. And so there must be a reappraisal now, because remember, behold, I make all things new, and the former things shall pass away, a new heaven and a new earth. If God is making all of the old pass away, yet you're retaining the mind state, the mind frame, the outlook and the thought and perception of the old world, then you too will be left behind. I make all things new. Muhammad teaches us in Our Savior Has Arrived, I believe it is. The first way to bring about a new thing, he says, and I'm not quoting it verbatim, is to bring about a new way of thinking. And once you have got the people into a new way of thinking, you can bring about that thing which is new. So for so long, you have live your life on white supremacy. A lot of we put the black glove on and we scream black power. We put our dashikis on and we scream black power. We go and read us a couple of books authored by black scholars who themselves, listen to me good, were indoctrinated in their studies of black power or black history, were indoctrinated by Caucasians. So we're still missing something. And this in itself is not enough to remove the stigma of the world of Yaqub. There must be something more, something better, something stronger, something more everlasting to remove that burden upon the black people, upon the brown people, upon the red and the yellow people. There must be something more. So in the long walk, America's point of no return, you must start a reappraisal, a reevaluation of yourself and think, am I hostile to knowledge? See, listen to me. We have certain situations where we will respect brothers and sisters whom we took guidance from even when they become wrong or they have been wrong. And I'm not saying disrespect them. I'm saying when truth comes, the day of light comes and shines and shows you that what they presented to you was false, was not sufficient, then you must, if you are someone who is trying to be enlightened, you must accept that truth and reject the falsehood. And if the people who teaches you don't want the truth, then there's a separation point there. You either separate from the truth, which has become clear to you, and embrace the falsehood out of respect of those people, or you separate from the people who refuse to acknowledge the truth and go about your way. You respect them, but they no longer can hold you. They no longer can keep you in their company because truth is not the ultimate end of what they're talking about. What they're talking about is something to justify their perception and their views. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that to be a follower of his, you must accept the truth regardless to whom the truth comes out of. You see, if that white man tells you the truth, yeah, you got to look into it, and then you got to watch yourself, because if he tells you the truth, he's going to come quick with a curveball. But you accept that truth out of his mouth, and henceforth, you move on with the truth. You cannot, truth is not stagnant. You know, if you're out in the desert, and we say that water is the life source, and anyone trying to live off the grid knows this. If you have water, a water deposit, the longer it sits in a confined body and has no runoff, the longer that it sits in that confined body and the more people and animals partake of that and it does not move, they call this stagnant water, and the water becomes contaminated with giardia, or whatever it's called, and all kinds of parasites, because there's no motion in it. The same with these people. They take a little bit of truth and wrap a lot of ugliness around it. And then they masquerade in God's prophets, apostles, and messengers' names. So when you see a person that is refusing or that is hostile to the truth of the people that they claim to follow, then these are people who are not worthy of the truth and by definition are not worthy of your company. I don't care if you knew them 1 year or 1,000 years. Because this is the day when truth separates and then unifies. Remember what we taught on some of the shows, that every time there's a separation, there's a unification. Now you might unify, you might separate from 500 people, and the unification might be with only two or three people. But the two or three people's unity with yours is stronger because it is based on truth and love an agreement. Therefore, you are in love, as Muhammad says, and you're making love. There's no love without agreement. There's no bond of truth without love, without agreement. So let's agree to walk on in this truth today. Oh, black man and black woman, give your brother a little time. The long walk, America's point of no return. We are here, and in this day and time, as I said at the beginning of the show, it is time for a reappraisal. I'm not just telling y'all to do this. Don't think that I don't do this too. I'm not getting on the air telling you certain things that I don't do. That would make me a hypocrite. So I'm telling you things that come. I'll stand in the shower and I'll think about the struggle that I go through. And then I'll re-examine certain things and I say, you know what? Maybe I got to do better by that. Maybe I got to do this. Maybe I got to do that. So I get out the shower last night. Let me share this with you, and we'll tie this in. And my wife tells me, give Brother Rashid a call. I said, okay, I'll give him a call. And I had every intention on giving him a call. But with the wife and the children, and then I had to study scripture before I called him. So I looked around. The time had gone. And what I'm telling you is this. You have to prioritize. And those who are worthy of the truth understand when you can't get back with them at that time. Those who are enlightened understand that there are things that go on that may prevent you from doing certain things. I'm talking to a few people right now, brothers and sisters, on the air, because we don't evaluate these things. We get mad over little things. And Brother Rashid here always said, brother, I'm not that brother. You know, I understand when you can't get back with me, you know. But there's other people. They think that the whole world just revolves around them. Oh, that brother didn't give me a call. It's a minister. Let me tell you something. It's a minister. And all this will be tied in to the long walk, because this shows you the mentality as that you have. And then as you get wisdom, as you get knowledge and understanding, you grow up and you look at things a different way. So there was a brother who had a temple, and I was young in the teachings, and I would call this brother. And every time I called this brother, either the brother was out of the temple or gone somewhere, or the brother wouldn't return my phone call. Ain't no good brother. I'm saying it to myself. I didn't put that out to other people. And so, but as I got older and noticed that the responsibilities, maybe the brother just couldn't get back with me at the time. We talked two or three times, but maybe the brother just couldn't get back with me. Well, I got a whole bunch of things going on in my life too. Yeah, but you don't have the same responsibilities. You're not dealing with talking to people on a daily basis and handling masses of people to the truth. As I grew, I understood that. You understand? Some of us, we don't grow the way we ought spiritually, and that's because of pride. That's because of arrogance. Remember what happened to Cain and Abel. Cain was jealous of Abel's gift to God, and he became jealous. And I hear a lot of Muslims and a lot of Christians say, his jealousy drove him to kill his brother. No, that wasn't what drove him to kill his brother. The jealousy metastasized into envy. And the envy of that person's position or that person's closeness with God or with the gifts of God caused Cain to act in a brutal way. The jealousy metastasized into envy, and the envy disconnected him from reality and forced his hand. You understand? A lot of us are at that point today because we still have the Eurocentric mind. I cannot say that enough to you. But I want to point out to you that in this day and time, America is falling. Europe is falling. Australia is falling. New Zealand is falling. Canada is falling. Everywhere you look on the map, put your finger there, and you'll see that they're falling. Their economies are declining. Their militaries are collapsing. Because we have reached a point of no return. And God is removing the old and making way for a new. And if you retain the old knowledge of this world, that stops you from the growth into the new, meaning that you're not worthy to pass over from this side to the next side. The long walk. America's point of no return. We have a lot of clips, brothers and sisters. I believe this will be a 2 or 3 part show. Since I'm talking to this, I want to go to Message to the Black Man. I want to ask. And yes, I read paragraphs. Sometimes I only want a sentence. Sometimes I read a page to get it in context for you. You know, it amazes me. People who are hostile to the truth. Oh, the brother just reads a paragraph. I want the whole page. I read the page. Oh, I got to read. He got to read a whole chapter. Then that's not enough. When I read the chapter. Yeah, I need him to read the whole book. This is a person that puts up false barriers because the truth is not to their liking. Because not only do I prove what I say, I give you the pages, the chapters, the whatever, and you can do the research for yourself. You don't have to take my, and I advise you not to just take my word on face value. But we're going to go to America is falling, her doom is sealed. Here we are. Page 273 in Message to the Black Man. You can follow along if you like. I compare the fall of America with the fall of ancient Babylon. Her wickedness, and then in parentheticals, her sin. Or parentheses for those of you who are listening. In the same as history shows of ancient Babylon, Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed, and the destroyed howl for her. Take balm for her pains. If so, she may be healed. Jeremiah 51:81. What were the sins of ancient Babylon? According to history, she was rich. She was proud. And her riches increased her corruption. She had every merchandise that the nations wanted or demanded. Her ships carried her merchandise to the ports of every nation. She was a drunkard. Wine and strong drinks were in her daily practice. She was filled with adultery and murder. She persecuted and killed the people of God. She killed the saints and the prophets of Allah. Hate and filthiness, gambling, sports of every evil, as you practice in America, were practiced in Babylon. Only America is modern and much worse. Ancient Babylon was destroyed by her neighboring nations. I warn you to let their destruction serve as a warning for America. This people has gone to the limit in doing evil. As God dealt with ancient people, so will he deal with this modern Babylon, America. As God says, Son of Man, when the land, which means the people, sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out mine hand upon it and will break the staff of bread thereof and will send famine upon it and will cut off man and beast from it. Now, all we have to do is go and look at the ports around here. The brother was telling me, he said he'd never seen it like this in the shipping yard, where there was nothing to load on the ships. I was reading a article the other day. I forget where it was from. I read so many of them. I was reading, and they were talking about America's situation with her breadbasket and how the storms, how the tornadoes, how the flash floods mixed with the earthquakes, the wildfires, and the intense drought that has not let up since 2009 has destroyed destroyed America's position as the global food producer. And they say the worst, Diesel, and I smiled when I read that part at them and said, and the worst is still yet to come. I started laughing. I said, look at them. They are now bearing witness to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That not that they want to, they're being forced to. Her trade is cut. Her dollar is dying. And all of this goes back to the prodigal son. Remember, the prodigal sons and daughters represent you and I. And remember, the prodigal son did not want what his father had to offer. He was mesmerized by the stranger. And it took God moving his hand against the stranger's house to bring it to ruin, to bring pestilence on the land, to cut off the jobs, to cut off all of the luxury and the luxurious things that that stranger offered to captivate the son. It took God's hand to cut off both bread, water, and power to force the prodigal son to give a second thought, a second look to what the father had promised him. Now, brothers and sisters, you don't have to be a Muslim, though I know you are at heart. You don't have to be a Christian who reads your Bible. All you have to be is an intelligent person to see that this is now taking place in America. And if this is taking place in America, then prophecy is being fulfilled and God himself must be present. Because God said, I will go after them. I'm going to search the land for them. Right? So if he's found the people that he's searched for, he had promised to judge that people who judged his people. And once we realize that, we understand the time of America is no more. And we are now in the days of the Son of Man, the days of Allah, the days of the manifestation of God's glory and the redemption of his elect. This is the long walk, America's point of no return. If you believe it's a lie, I want you to listen to this, okay?
Hi there, Robert Williams here. I'm the founder and publisher of Wall Street Daily. I have with me today special guest and best-selling author, Peter Schiff. Peter is renowned for being the most accurate forecaster of the 2008 financial crisis. His latest book, The Real Crash, warns that 2008 was merely a tremor before the true earthquake, something we're calling American Armageddon 2016. Thanks for joining me, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
Peter, China's on pace for the first year ever to actually be contracting its position in U.S. treasuries. Is that something America should be worried about?
They should absolutely be worried about it. But, I mean, right now people are whistling past, you know, the mother of all graveyards here. I mean, this is our biggest lender. And if they're pulling back on what they're lending at a time where, you know, our deficits are about to explode again, we've done nothing in the way of a budget reform. Our entitlements are, you know, are on a runaway track. You know, we've suspended the debt ceiling. And I think in this next economic downturn, our annual deficits are going to once again eclipse $1 trillion. And if China's not there, right, to loan us the money, where's the funding going to come from? And again, it's not just going to be China. This is going to be a wave that's going to gather momentum and go around the world. It's going to be all of America's creditors that are going to stop lending us money because we've already borrowed more than we can possibly repay. The dollar in U.S. Treasuries is probably the most overowned asset in the world. And so if the lenders are going to stop lending, then that just leaves the Fed because either we default, which would be honest but politically almost impossible. The easy route, the expedient route, is to have the Fed monetize the debt. We've already had the precedent for that. We've done three rounds of quantitative easing. The Fed has a balance sheet of $4.5 trillion, so why not go to $10 trillion? Why not go to $20 trillion? Right? They're just going to buy as many treasuries as they have to in order to keep the government spending apparatus going. But, of course, when they do that, they destroy the value of the dollar. When foreign governments or foreign individuals buy our bonds, then the dollar can stay strong. But if we have to print dollars to buy those bonds, then the supply of dollars worldwide is exploding, and people can see what we're doing. They can see that we're just monetizing our debt, and every country that has collapsed for the same reason. You can look at the examples in South America of what happened to countries that monetized their debt, or, you know, there's plenty of examples throughout history of industrial nations, and we're post-industrial now because we're the service economy. And so if more industrialized nations could destroy their currency, certainly we can do it.
So China's recent behavior isn't just an anomaly, Peter. This is a trend you see continuing.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's a very important trend that people are overlooking. And I think the Chinese are recognizing that they have too many dollars. And I think they recognize that it was a mistake to peg their currency to the dollar, and they're trying to walk that mistake back. They're trying to untether their currency from the dollar. Now, in the short run, the Chinese yuan has actually gone down in value as a result of some of these moves. But what they're doing is laying the foundation for a dramatic appreciation, a revaluation of the yuan against the dollar. And not just the Chinese yuan, but the currencies of all sorts of emerging market nations, I think, are going to see dramatic increases against the U.S. dollar. I mean, that would have happened a few years ago, but these countries made the mistake of preventing it by undermining their own currencies. Well, I think they recognize that that was a mistake, and they're not going to repeat it.
Thanks, Peter. To prepare for the coming economic Armageddon, I'm giving...
Remember, you heard Vladimir Putin a few days, a week ago or something, that they wanted to trade post dollars, meaning that they want to trade yuan, ruble, or anything outside of dollar denomination. And you have China with between, some people say 40, some people say close to 100 currency swap deals. This is what you hear. They have these deals to insulate them from the collapse of the dollar. They have gold, they have silver to insulate them from the collapse of the dollar. Something is going on. People keep pointing to China's economy. Again, I tell you, if China's economy is slowing down, which it is, if China's debt is astronomical, which it is, if China is fudging some of her economic figures, which she is, then what does that say about America, who borrows from China? What does that say about Europe, who borrows from China? If China is the growth engine of the world, it's the manufacturing house of the world, it's the world's lender, if she finances all of the projects around the world and she's in trouble, what the hell does that say about those so-called first world rich nations who are indebted to her? This is a sink or swim situation. Allah orchestrated this. All of the nations who took on the debt of the whore are being forced into a position that either you go down with this beast or you dump her outright. Right? So Muhammad says, and the Bible warns America of what happened before her. Ancient Babylon enjoyed a full ruling position at her time. But King Darius came against her at the time of her full enjoyment of wealth, drunkenness, and her laughing at the slaves that she had made of Israel. King Darius came with his army and overcame the sleeping gods who were sleeping on the security of their life. The Bible prophesies and prophesies that the enemy will say, come, let us go up and destroy her whose city is not fenced in. And they will come from afar. He didn't say they was next door. They will come from afar. China is almost the furthest you can go east. Right? They may come at noonday. Or they may come at the rising of the morning. Or in the afternoon. But nevertheless, they will come at a time that you thought not. What is this referring to? Is it talking militarily? I have thoughts and inklings that it is specifically talking about a combination of threats against America. But right now we will address the economic threat. What are they saying? Why hasn't China unloaded the dollars? We don't understand this. She's sinking and she's still continuing to buy dollars. What is going on? They may come at noonday, or they may come at the right or in the afternoon. But nevertheless, they will come at a time that you thought not. Meaning, you know, America, her prognosticators, her investors, her politicians, her war planners, they don't understand why China has not dumped the dollar completely yet. But they must remember that this will happen at a time that they think not. We're talking about the long walk, America's point of no return. Brothers and sisters, let's go into something. I want you to listen closely to what is being said by Mr. Gerald Celente, okay? We'll try to get to him. First of all, I want to say this to you before we even go into this. We are in a time now. We'll go to Gregory Mannarino. That's who I want to go to first. We're in a time now that if you don't understand the situation at hand, if you're not paying attention, you will be the loser. That's what Muhammad says. Anyone, if you're looking for anyone after me, you will be the loser. He's talking about economically, spiritually, emotionally, culturally, scientifically. He's talking about in every area because God has given him the leadership, the guidance to lead us through all of these troubles, right? He proved it. When the black man didn't have jobs, who produced them? When the black man didn't have his own education, who produced it? Huh? So Elijah Muhammad was much more than just a spiritual guy. He was an all-in-all man of all times, for all times. He's the last and the greatest messenger of God. Of course, if he's the second self of God, God put himself in him to produce something to show you a glimpse of the hereafter. Oh, that's a mighty, mighty man, isn't it? It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I want you to listen to what they're saying is going on in America. Pay close attention to this, and I hope that you don't become distraught as you hear all of this bad economic data, economic news. Remember that the Bible tells you to look up and rejoice. When you see all of these things, you got to rejoice because your redemption is nigh. There's a little bit of pain in the process. Well, it's a hellified pain, but it's only for a short period of time. The book says, in his famous life, weeping may endure for a moment, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy cometh in Farad. What I'm telling you today is that we're going to have to go through a little bit of the pain. As with a woman, as she's getting ready to give birth to a new life, we as a people are getting ready to be born into a nation that will be an eternal nation that is brought about by the Lord of the world. And we must go through this little bit of pain in comparison to the unlimited future that awaits us and that lies ahead. So listen closely to what they're saying about the economic situation of America in the Western world. Listen closely to how they're telling you that there's no way out mathematically. And what did Elijah Muhammad teach us? That Islam is mathematics, and mathematics is Islam. Why? Because the two are equal truths that can be proven at no limit of time, right? So if mathematics is proven to us that the white man cannot extricate himself from the judgment which is bearing down on his back right here, right now, today, this is a vindication of the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and a joy to the heart of those who are looking for something new, something permanent, okay? Bear with you, brother. This is a beautiful day. Listen to this. This is a long one. This is about 12 minutes. So pay close attention to this. I believe it's 12 minutes.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Gregory Mannarino. How are you today? It is Thursday, March 10th, 2016. People, what a day on Wall Street. As I am doing this video blog, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down triple digits. earlier today at the market open, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up triple digits. So what's going on here? We heard from the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, today, who has fired a huge salvo at the markets, at the economy, trying to, again, prop up a dead system. Understand, people, I'm going to go over a few concepts with you in this video, and I think this is really important to understand. So bear with me just a little bit. First of all, let's start off with this. If you saw the interview I recently did with Greg Hunter of USA Watchdog, where I showed you in a chart where this market is going in the longer run and how we have already hit a critical situation with regard to moving averages that have made a crossover, which we've only seen two times before. Now, that's significant because the first time we saw this was at the top of the dot-com bubble. The second crossover was at the top of the 2008 credit bubble, and we just had that crossover again just several weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. So that's the third time this has occurred, and it's a very ominous sign for where this market is about to go. If you have not seen that interview with Greg Hunter, I'm going to urge you to look at that. I'm going to place links to that interview in the description of this video and in the comments section. It's just so important. It really, really is. Now, let's talk about what world central banks are attempting to do again, and it's not working. It won't work. And I've gone over this thousands of times. What world central banks are attempting to do is pull demand from the future by suppressing interest rates. Not just that. What world central banks have done, and the European Central Bank has just gone deeper into, is negative interest rates. So think about that for a moment. World central banks have now gotten to the point where their desperation has hit a fever pitch. They have turned the entire financial situation upside down, paying negative interest rates, in an attempt to keep everything propped up. Now, I'm going to repeat myself because I have said this countless times. The 2008 event, the crash of 2008, was it. That was the moment when this entire Ponzi scheme-style debt-based economic model died. What we have now is a terminal side effect. And we can see this unfolding right before our eyes, again, by the desperation of world central banks who have flipped the entire financial system upside down by going negative interest rates. This is not going to work. It cannot work like this. And it won't. So, again, world central banks, by this mechanism here of going negative interest rates, trying to pump liquidity into the markets, hoping money velocity will pick up, hoping that consumers will get out there and start spending, again, is a futile attempt to pull demand from the future. They can't create demand indefinitely. Okay, all they can do is try to pull demand from the future and, you know, hope that it balances out, but it won't do that. Understand, they have, again, tried to pull this demand from the future to make it a little blip, an uptick with regard to economic activity, but that's it. Then all of this will kind of flatline and then roll down, and that's exactly what we're seeing now. So understand, if you saw the chart in the interview with Greg Hunter, you'll have a clear understanding of where this is all going to go. Look, the IMF just today came out once again, downgrading their economic forecast and economic global growth. That includes the United States. Understand? So, again, central banks have done nothing but distort asset prices beyond the point of ridiculousness, and there's going to be a terrible price to pay for this. The middle class will not exist in several years. We're already getting completely wiped out with no possible way to stop it. You understand? If you're a member of the middle class right now, I cannot tell you the trouble you are in at this particular time unless you figure out a way to, you know, and this has nothing to do with politics or whoever gets into the White House. What the sequence of events that have already started cannot be stopped. Cannot be stopped no matter what they do. You understand? So, again, if you're a member of the middle class here, your problems are much larger than you can possibly imagine at this time. And you need to be betting against this system, people. I can't stress this enough. Bet against the debt and become your own central bank. These are the keys to choosing, in many ways, which side of the equation you want to be. Again, we're going back to a feudal system, the haves and the have-nots. The middle class, the vast majority, will be a part of the have-nots. If you bet against this system by taking the short end of the trade, betting against that debt, by holding a hard asset here, again, this is just my opinion, do your own research, but if you bet against this debt and become your own central bank, like I've been saying for years upon years now, you have a better shot at making it to the upper tier of where we are all going. There's no doubt about it whatsoever here. Now, with that said, again, this market today is all over the place because of what occurred with Mario Draghi and the European Central Bank. Understand this concept as well. And I can't stress this enough. The entire financial system, what keeps it going? I want you to ponder that for a minute. What keeps the financial system going? Well, it's based on one word, and that is confidence. Confidence that the system will work. You understand? Central banks right now are losing confidence with regard to the markets. And you can see how this is reacting today. The market is all over the place now. Once confidence is lost, people will realize that the debt is worthless, what I've been saying for the longest time here. And we are going to see a moment where bond yields rocket higher because people will be running for the door trying to get out of the debt market, the bond market. That is going to put an enormous amount of pressure on stocks, and both of these are going to sell off rapidly. And you can imagine all of this cash is going to be leaving these markets, looking for some place to go. It's that simple. It's the most easiest equation that I can possibly think about. As all of this cash is leaving the debt market, as it's putting pressure on equities, leaving equities, is going to move into hard assets. That's the way I see this unfolding. I can't imagine another way. We're already seeing it start to happen now. If you recall, I did a video on gold recently. I did a video on silver recently. I said specifically we had a breakout.
I wanted to stop that there. I've done the research for you. You don't even have to go listen to the Greg Hunter video with Gregory Mannarino. I've chopped it up for you, and I'm going to play it in spurts on this show. See, your brother do all the work for you so that you don't have to do nothing but go study. Isn't that something? But listen, it's a few things that he said. Few points that he hit on that I want to go right back to and bring them out, underline them, and hypothesize them so that you'll see them stand out from everything else that he said. One of the main things he said was, this thing is impossible to stop. It cannot be stopped. That's what he said. Now, what thing? He's talking about the collapse of the system, the collapse of the global financial order, which means the collapse of the military order, the cultural order, all of that. When the money stops, the game is over, right? So I want to take your attention back to chapter 40 of the fall of America called The Destruction and Fall, okay? We're going to read that again. We've always read this on the show. Now we're going to read it again with much more emphasis, much more oomph behind it, okay? In this chapter, which is chapter 40, which corresponds to the 40 years that the messenger had and the 40 years that the hypocrites had to do what they thought that they can do, and they thought that they could do a better job than the messenger, right? And remember also that the last book of the Old Testament was four, which represented the four. It had four chapters, which represented the 400 years that we would be in servitude, and God would bring us Elijah. He would raise us up Elijah. That's what that book, Elijah, look, as the Old Testament goes out, It goes out with Elijah. And as the New Testament comes in, it comes in with Elijah. Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Elijah. What did they say? This man on the cross called it for Elijah, which means God is with us. Right? Come on, talk to me. Let's walk a minute. Now, in this chapter, chapter 40, the 40 years for the messenger, the 40 years for the hypocrites, then the hell would break loose in the 41st year after the hypocrites, right, and the disbelievers. Where are we at? We're in the 41st year. What is going on? All hell is breaking loose, right? Come on, talk to me. Let's go a little further. It says, the destruction and fall of the world that we have known is now without a doubt in process. When we refer to the world, we are referring to the world of the white man, for the world of the black man has yet to come in. The world of the black man, by divine guidance, it ain't coming in on his own. It's coming in with the backing and the power of God, by divine guidance, is now merging in on the old world of the white race. That's why you see all these white people are mad. That's why all of them rallying behind Trump. That's why all of them are getting into more racial conflicts. Because they see everything that they had being wiped away. And they cannot stand for anyone other than white to be privileged, to be on top, to enjoy the fruits of their own labor. So this brings us on a path day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, to war and conflict. Muhammad goes further and says, this makes the destruction and fall of the world of the white man imminent. Here in America, we can see nothing but the fall of America. It is no secret. It is obvious to the eyes that are open. If we want to close our eyes and minds and claim that we do not see and understand, then we will be falling ourselves. That's these people who are hostile to knowledge. They may not like the person. They may not like the convenient truth because it shines light on their narrow perception. But if they refuse to accept it when it is made crystal clear, then they too are falling in the fall of America. Regardless of how much they promote Elijah Muhammad, remember that in the time of the Jesus, and we know that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the Jesus of Nazareth. Remember in the Bible it talks about, they would say, Lord, 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 didn't we cast out demons in thy name? And he's going to respond to them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I know you not. Because they were doing it in any kind of way, cussing, undermining each other, lying, cheating, stealing, doing everything because they had ulterior motives under their skins. Yeah, don't get mad at your brother. I'm just telling you the truth. Let's go a little further. He says, this refusal to see is foolhardy. For regardless of how we may desire to see the old world stand, we do not have the power to stave off the destruction that causes the world of the white man to fall. Listen to this. I'm getting to a point here. Because remember he said it is impossible to stop the fall of this financial system, this monetary order, this political order, right? This is what Manarino said. And listen to what Muhammad says right here. He says, the destruction and power that is bringing about the fall of the world of the white man is coming from Allah. In the past history of the world of the white man, there never was a time of destruction of his world like the present time. Stop right there for a minute. What are they telling you? They've never seen markets like this. They've never seen the money markets like this. They've never seen the precious metal markets like this. They've never seen trade like this. They've never seen the Dow in the position that it's in, the stock market like it is. They've never seen derivatives. They're in a time unlike any time before. America is the largest debtor in the history of the world. You understand? And this is why we're saying that the executioner is knocking on the door. And he's telling America, it's time to come out the cell. Time for the long walk. America's point of no return. Muhammad goes further and says this. He says, it is useless for you to try to prevent the fall of the white man's world. No going over the Middle East talking to them Arabs going to do it. No offering torch lights for Americans going to do it. No talking about which political party you're going to be affiliated with or what you're telling your followers to vote for. That's not going to be enough. Mama says, it is useless for you to try to prevent the fall of the white man's world. There is no checking it. Right? Now, and then he gives us the reason why Mr. Gregory Melorito said it's impossible to stop. He, in words, he says there is no checking it. You can't stop this because God has ordained it. And he tells you why it cannot be stopped and why the die has been set. He goes and says, the white race has not tried to do the right thing. Justice. The doing of justice would have checked the fall. But today, brothers and sisters, she still refuses to give you and I justice. And justice is not just saying that I'm sorry. Justice is if you did wrong by me, now do right by me and give me my just due. I want my land. I want a separate territory where I don't have to deal with you, your police force, and your unjust laws and policies against me and my people. Anything less than that, as that old commercial say, would be uncivilized. The long walk, America's point of no return. So, Mr. Menorino says about the money printing and this false disillusion that you see about a recovery. He says, this is a terminal effect, right? This is what he says. Now, for you to really grasp what the man is talking about, we got to go to the dictionary. Let's look at the word terminal. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word terminal means causing death eventually, leading finally to death, having an illness that cannot be cured, and that will soon lead to death, of or relating to patients who have a terminal illness. So we see that the part terminal means having an illness. What kind of illness? Corruption, evil, injustice, and all of this stuff has led to a cancerous tumor inside America and inside of the white Western world. And it has metastasized since they've been in power. And now it has eaten them up from the inside out. And the corruption of their own hands is bringing down their own system. Right? Terminal. Let's go to what effect means. The side effect. Remember, because he says this is a terminal side effect. So the word side effect, the words side effect together means an often harmful and unwanted effect of a drug or chemical that occurs along with the desired effect, right? A result of an action that is not expected or intended. So they've done things with the markets, manipulated it, right? They've done things, twisting the markets, pumping in money, derivatives, stealing gold, stealing silver, waging wars. All of this is now blowing back on the system with a negative side effect, which has caused the system to be terminal. I hope you're listening to me. Why is the system terminal, and why can it not stand up in this day and time? Because it is an unnatural system from an unnatural people who have unnatural desires and thoughts. And any time you take something that is not natural and put it in a natural environment, the natural fights for its very survival, and it must remove the unnatural, lest both of them die. Right? This is science. This is truth. So, this unnatural system has contracted a disease that is incurable because the people themselves are corrupt. The people themselves are greedy. The people themselves have been given over to reprobate minds and things. So you cannot cure the disease because it goes to the very core, the very marrow of the bone. It's a Ponzi scheme made by crooks and thieves, right? This is what Mr. Menorino says. He says, this is a Ponzi scheme. Well, let's find out what Ponzi scheme means. according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary. The words Ponzi and scheme put together means an investment swindle, in which some early investors are paid off with money put up by later ones in order to encourage more and bigger risks. You see that? Isn't that system today? Isn't that what you hear going on? And the blowback and the side effects are the wiping out of the middle class. They can't wipe out the lower class because we never had anything. But this is the day and time where God uses what is present against those people who had ruled and subjugated everybody else. The parasitic people say, well, the elite. Well, in some cases, the elite. But this does not go into one of the small margin of people. This is not isolated to just the American government. On any day, at any time, you go to any city in America, and the perception between black and white is as different as night and day. Right? This is pervasive in society. This is a nature thing. Not, it's unnatural, but it's natural for them to be corrupt. Brothers and sisters, let me talk to you one second. Only a sociopath, only a megalomaniac, only an insane, deranged, narcissistic person or people can think that you can go on robbing, killing, lying, stealing, raping, occupying, especially under false and unjust pretenses, and nothing comes back to you. Think about that. If at the very base of the civil of the law of God's own creation of himself and the universe, there's a law that he laid at the very foundation called cause and effect. The white man always talk about this law until it is directed at them. You rob the people, you're still robbing the people. You warned against the people, you warred against the people. You occupied other lands, you're still occupying other lands. You're putting your foot economically on the neck, strangling the lifeblood out of Africa and all of the indigenous people. And yet you think you're supposed to be blessed of God? You break up civilizations proudly and boldly. You turn brother against brother and start a riot and start a division because you want the oil in Darfur. You want the diamonds and the gas. So you break up one of the largest nations in Africa, Sudan. You had the money printed out 2 years before a referendum ever took place. You see? That means you set all these things in motion. How in the hell can God be just if you are able to do all of these wicked and evil things and never receive of the evil that you put out? That would undermine his righteousness. That would undermine the very laws of creation. And don't you think that you are the exception, what you call yourself? The exceptional nation. Because you believe that you are the exception to the rule. You believe that you are the Most High, and God even has to bow down to you and your perception of God. That's madness. So I talked about this in an article, and I talked about how all of this stuff is blowing back, and the white man loves to talk about his founding fathers, the rapists, the murderers, the child molesters, right? George Washington and his crew killed way more than Hitler. But in their eyes, Hitler, the patsy, is the worst person, but George Washington is a great man, killing millions. 100 million of our people died in the Middle Passage from their people. Tens of millions per decade of our people. 100 million Indians slaughtered. Right? And your founding fathers was great. Blood written all up and down the history books of America. Right? Talk back to him. 347-989-0855. Now, if these mass murderers did this, and you so-called good Christians are listening, you know your Bible says, for the sins of thy fathers that were visited upon the children? Well, if the founding fathers committed all this hell to put their children, their grandchildren, and future children in a position of power, wealth, and authority, then what the hell do you think is coming down on the children of them today? The judgment of America. The judgment of God. To set right that which you set wrong. This must take place. Will take place. And is actually underway. This is why we have reached the point of the long walk. America's point of no return. I want you to listen closely again to Mr. Gregory Mannarino. Father, brothers and sisters, I'm passionate, so you got to excuse me. I know my voice is hoarse a little bit, but I'm passionate, and I believe 100% in what I'm talking about, and I'm willing to dispute anybody on this, and I give you the unadulterated truth. I give you what God has given to the messenger to give to us, without addition and without subtraction. And I want to empower you, just like I've been empowered and others around us have been empowered with this great, undefeatable, inexhaustible, unchallengeable truth of divine. Pay close attention, and you'll see that the world that you have known, you will soon know no more. Believe me when I tell you that.
So you called me a week or so ago, and you said, Greg, I mean, I'm going to send you a chart. When you see this chart, I mean, I know you don't really trade. No, I don't. I said, but when you see it, and even my wife says, oh my gosh, the pattern is unbelievable. And I want to start with the chart you sent me for the markets that you sent. Now, you made this chart. This is your chart. You didn't get this off Zero Hedge. This is your chart. And if you take a look here, let's start right here with this. Look at this circle that you drew. This is back in 2001. This is the meltdown, the tech meltdown. You can see that pattern. And then here is 2008, a little higher high, but look at that pattern. That's what you told me. You didn't even tell me what it was. You went, just look at it. Just take a look at it and tell me what you think. I think, oh my gosh, and then when you look now, which is a way higher high, if you just look at that, I'm going to get that in there in the shot. Oh my goodness, it's the same pattern. All three of these they're all the same. They're all the same patterns. Every one of them is exactly the same. I mean, you start back here in 2000, you go to 2008, the meltdown there, and then, oh boy, and of course, where this is all going is down here to the 5,000 point range. That's the chart that you gave me back. You called the top in. That's in the top chart. You called the top back in May in the Dow. And you know, according to your work right here, we're going into $5,000-$6,000 land, 5,000-6,000 point land or lower. So let's start with your chart.
Yeah.
What does this all mean?
Well, what I want people to notice, it might be a little difficult for them, but those circled areas specifically, I want them to look at the relationship there between that blue line and that yellow line. Exactly, right there. That has only occurred, again, at the top of the dot-com bubble, and if you move over a little bit, right there to 2008 credit bubble, and where we are right now. That particular crossover, you see it right there? That's only the third time that has occurred, again, at the top of each of these bubbles. What that tells me, and should tell the people who are watching this, is something very big has already begun. Not that it's, maybe going to happen. This has already started. Despite what we've seen this month with regard to the major averages, the stock market averages, which have gained over the past several weeks, we had an abysmal start to the year, Greg. And the only reason, and I want people to understand this, the only reason why we have seen this stock market rally as of late is on speculation about crude oil, Greg, something you and I have even spoken about. We said, we went over that they will not allow crude oil to drop anymore because it's a currency. There are too many things linked to it. So what did they do? They went out and they literally forced speculation on crude oil, which has pushed crude back up. We're near $40 now a barrel. This won't last, in my opinion here. Nothing has changed fundamentally. So what does that mean? This has been a fool's rally, in my opinion, at least based on the information that I have right now. But going back to that chart there, Greg, I want people to understand. This is not, okay, well, maybe it's happening. It's already occurring. This crossover there between the whole moving average and that 21-day moving average has only happened twice before. And the last two times it occurred, we had a complete and absolute meltdown. So if things progress, and I believe that they will, all people need to do is look around the world. The fundamentals are continuing to deteriorate. China continues to slow down. We continue to get bad economic news out of China. We hear from the IMF, as a matter of fact, just today, calling on world powers to get together and come up with some kind of a solution to stop this. It can't be stopped. Again, they have inflated this bubble in debt, Greg, that is the greatest threat to humankind, period, the end, creating a resource problem, which we will all face relatively soon, and causing distortions, which we have never seen the likes of in the history of the world across every single asset class, including the stock market, going back.
Well, you see what he said, this thing cannot be stopped. It is in motion. And what we're watching is the fall of America in real time. You are so preoccupied with yourself. You are so preoccupied with materialistic things and with things that are not conducive or beneficial to the growth of the entirety of Black America. You are so preoccupied with the courts, with the Jerry Springers and sports, that you cannot see that we are not waiting for the fall of America. We are living in the fall of America and the collapse of the Western world and the fall and removal of the entire span of power of Yaqub and every foundation that he laid. It is all being wiped away in a twinkling of an eye, it looks like now. You didn't understand it 40 years ago when Elijah Muhammad was telling you these things. But now the entire world is repeating what he's saying, has come over to what he spoke. Remember, when he said these things, the people laughed because America had the unquestionable largest economy and most powerful economy. She was the manufacturing. She was the export. She was the import. She was responsible for 90% of the global growth, ingenuity, and everything else. Her currency was par non excellence, had no rivals. But Elijah Muhammad foretold of this. And now even the hardest critics of him must bow down to the wisdom. Remember what he said? If what I say goes for nothing, then ignore what Elijah Muhammad says. But if what I say bears fruit, then you better listen to all that you hear coming from the mouth of Elijah Muhammad, not the students of Elijah Muhammad, but the mouth of Elijah Muhammad. Because I'm the one that God raised up. That's why it's constantly saying to you, it's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let's go to Revelation in the Bible. All right? Bear with me. We'll go to Revelation 18, all right? So, brothers and sisters, bear with me a little bit. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great, is fallen. Is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Stop right there for a minute. So in this manner, when he's talking about fornication, he's talking about relationships economically, politically. Go back and read this. Militarily. He's talking about the trade between the great whore and all of the nations who would bow down to her just to get a dollar, just to get some technology, just to have an American movie. They have all fornicated with the great harlot. And this economic venereal disease has threatened to wipe the entire globe and the system that was built and predicated on dollar supremacy. There's no penicillin, no amoxicillin. She's just got the burns. She's got the claps. And she's giving it to the whole world. So you see, Japan is burning and doing everything to stop the itch. You see, Europe is burning and begging, begging, please give me a shot in my behind. You're going to get one. Everyone, as the book tells you, fornicated with the whore. And what are we looking at? What do they call this thing that, because they're saying that it cannot be stopped and the corruption is systemic, they're calling it a global economic what? Reset. To start over. Why? Because what they have is no longer sufficient. There must be something new. Behold, I make all things new. Right? We go further in Revelation. Y'all bear with you, brother. We go to Bible, too. So, says, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. See, to come out of her, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, means to come out of her mind, come out of her way of thinking, come out of her actions, come out of her civilization. Be an island unto yourself of righteousness. When she offers you friendship in the homosexual community, not that you are against homosexuals, you shun it because God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for it. Don't embrace it because society now embraces it. When she says, I'm going to give you a cup of dollars, if you turn against your own people for this job here, tell them, I can't hold no gun against my people. You can have this badge. This is what it's talking about. Come out of her in every way, shape, form, and fashion. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins and that ye receive not of her plagues. If you are in the armed forces, if you're in the military, if you're in the police, you take an oath to protect and defend America against all enemies, foreign or domestic. If you take that oath and you take it to heart, then that puts you on the opposite side and spectrum of God, because God has declared through the mouths of the prophets that I will lay her low and bring her to her knees. So if you're going to defend her, you're picking up arms against God, who has come to lay her low. Let's go a little further, my black people. He says, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her words. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she says in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Isn't that America? We are the greatest military power on earth. There's nobody that can defeat us militarily. For those of you who think our economy is collapsing, you're just dreaming. Isn't that America? Isn't that Obama? Isn't that the system? Isn't that the politicians? Isn't that scripture? Go further. The book says, how much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she said in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord who judge her. You see? So God has declared war against America. Right? And if you take the oath to protect and defend her against all enemies, foreign or domestic, you are taking an oath to pick up arms against God, because God openly declared war against America for her evil done to you and I. This is the long walk, America's point of no return. Let's go a little further and now go to the phone lines. He says, and the king of the earth, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. Huh? And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. What is we talk? What is this talking about? A worldwide embargo on America. If nobody in the world buys her goods anymore, that's an embargo. Right? Isn't that right? Doesn't America embargo other nations by sanctions? The book says that is going to happen to her. What are we watching today? The meltdown of her economy. And nations are sanctioning her, right? The rejection of a dollar is a sanction, is an embargo. The rejection of a GMO crop, that's a sanction, that's an embargo. Let's go a little further. See, what we're trying to do is break this stuff down to the ordinary person so that you can understand what the scriptures are saying. What is going on? So that you can see and prepare yourself and get out of the way. Okay? Now, it goes and says, the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and pure and purple and silk and scarlet and all thine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots, meaning cars, and slaves and souls of men, and the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. This is the point where we are in Scripture. That's Revelation, chapter 18. Bet you never looked at it like that, did you? Bet you never understood that like that, did you? And now you do. And understanding is a hell of a thing, isn't it? Let's go to the phone lines. I got to go to my brother Rashid. Rashid Nasser, brother, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, brother, how you doing?
Yes, sir, brother, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good, brother.
Brother, it's a wonderful thing, and you're doing a great job in explaining. People don't understand. Elijah Muhammad didn't bring any new scriptures. What he brought was the interpretation of the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And the messenger teaches us that at the end of time, all of this stuff was kept away from the people because Yaqub had to rule for 6,000 years. So when
That's
you
right.
got Wallace and these guys come on in talking about the Orthodox Muslims don't believe what he taught and that, they could not believe that Allah could not let what Elijah Muhammad gave us until the end of time, because Allah gave Yaqub free reign to rule. Now, if he would have taught the devil 5,000 years ago, then nobody would go along with the devil, and then the devil wouldn't be, what the messenger said, if he did not bring us into slavery, the devil wouldn't be getting killed.
That's right.
The 6,000 years had to be laid out. That's the reason why nobody understood what the messenger taught until the end of time. what you're doing and laying out what the scriptures and all, these scriptures have been around for thousands of years. You don't understand them until Elijah Muhammad brings it to us.
That's right,
like
brother.
You said about the foul and unclean, filthy birds and unclean birds. The honorable Elijah Muhammad say these ain't no big old foul, big old birds that fly up in the air. These are people with the characteristics of a nasty and filthy bird.
Yep.
Nobody knew understand. I brought it to us.
Yes, sir.
This is what makes the greatest messenger around. What he brought, the reason why we can see what's the problem for all the entire planet Earth, why the Earth is in the situation it is because of what Elijah Muhammad brought as the solution, not only to our problems, but to the solution to the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
That's what like the minion said, you got to, if the body is dying, you got to get at the root of the poison.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go find out the root of the poison, the root of the poison is that brown germ. That's what's got to be gotten rid of. Great,
mm-hmm.
Brother, I don't want to interrupt you, but keep on.
All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, my brother. Salaamu alaikum, my brother. Now, the brother is right. All of this goes back. Some of you never understood these things. And even after reading the books, you didn't get an understanding because certain things are held back. The messenger say God puts a barrier over certain things until you are worthy of certain things. And so what we're trying to do is get you to understand that what you're reading in your Bible, what you have in your Holy Quran, what you're seeing happening in the world, all of this is interconnected. All of this is what Elijah Muhammad taught. Some of you say, that brother know. Well, let me tell you how I know. I know because I studied a man who had met with the Lord of the worlds. And I tried his wisdom and found that it didn't have a crack in it. I tried his wisdom and found that it was undisputable and undefeatable. I tried his wisdom, especially when I was at the lowest point in my life. And when I found Elijah Muhammad, I found what I was looking for. This truth is so powerful, as Muhammad tells you. Give me 30 days with you, and I'll have you so wise that you'll have scholars wrapped around your pinky finger and won't even know they're there. I bear him witness. But you got to study the man, the mission of the man, the words of the man, the actions of the man, and the message of that man to get a deep understanding of the example of the man that is meant for the understanding and the salvation of all of us who are here in the hills of North America. Again, I say unto you, it's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let's go back to the phone lines. You want to start Crescent Report? I know this is my good brother. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam, sir. Good morning to you, brother. Beautiful teaching, as always, brother. Brother, I have to say this. I had to call in. I know, you're doing your thing, brother. Beautiful. But also, Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, after 30 days, I have you talking back to me.
I bear witness. I bear witness.
Just say, go ahead with your bad self, brother. Continue on with this beautiful teaching and talk about the messenger of God, the most honorable, beautiful Elijah Muhammad.
I bear witness, brother. Salaamu alaikum. I love it. The brother beat me with the quote. All praise is due to Allah. And you see that we are talking back. And we're showing you the wisdom. I didn't know these things, brothers and sisters. And some of you are being enlightened by them. And if I tell you of a man who taught me, then that puts weight on who this man is. Especially when I stand before the entire world, day in and day out, and ask the entire world to dispute me on the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I'm not talking about fools who just want to argue, just over arguing. I'm talking about dispute me on the validity of what I'm saying. You can't do it because the truth is too clear, too plain. And you shouldn't want to do it. Because the truth is in your favor.
And why would you dispute about something that is in your favor? The white man has had to lie for 6,000 years, and that lie of him being chosen was in his favor. But now he's been exposed, and that exposure of this man and the manifestation of the truth that you